Technical difficulties. I thought I had CDs that worked, but thank God I had other stuff with me that my DJs back there just kind of played around with and got to going, so thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. The devil's a liar, you know that? He always wants to steal our thunder. One of these days, he's going to be put in his place. That's right. He'll get to play no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Londa, thank you very much. And you shouldn't have to apologize. It's just our equipment. It's a little faulty sometimes, but I appreciate you. Sadie, unmute me, please. Unmute me, please. Hallelujah. You know, they told me, said, well, you know, well, you got service today. You can preach or do whatever you want to. I didn't feel led to bring a message this morning. What I felt led to do is just what we did. God knows more about what he needs done than what I do. Amen? Amen? And that's who I come to please. I love y'all, but when it comes right down to it, if I'm led to do one thing and you think it should be something else, I think I'll do what the good Lord lays on my plate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You got a testimony or something? Anybody here? Hallelujah. You know, the 4th of July is coming up. Amen. And there was a lot of souls taken so I could be free. A lot of people died for that. My brother-in-law's father-in-law, Jack Ernest, is who I'm talking about. I got to run around with him one particular day, and every veteran he met, if he had to cross the street, he'd catch this guy and shake his hand and talk to him. And that rubbed off on me. I remember one particular day I was in Walmart, and this older gentleman was standing with his back to me. And when I walked by, I just happened to notice his cap, and he was a veteran. He was dirty, hadn't shaved. He was just standing there. Why, I don't know, but he was just standing there. So when I recognized it said Vietnam vet, I turned around and I walked over to him and I stuck my hand out. I said, "Mister," I said, "I thank you for serving our country." And he squeezed my hand and he just started bawling. I mean, he just started bawling. He looked at me and he said, "You have no idea how much that means to me." That was so gratifying. You know what I'm saying? And not only him, I met a guy at a restaurant one particular Sunday, did the same thing to him. And he just grabbed me and hugged me. And from that point, I'll do what I can. If I can get to them, I'll thank them, whether they, you know what I'm saying, whether they appreciate it or not. Because I have shook some of them, and they look at me like it wasn't nothing. You know what I'm saying? But now, the ones that's been deep in combat and seen a lot of stuff that you shouldn't have to do or done a lot of things you shouldn't have to do, them, the people that appreciate it, amen. And so I appreciate that, and I got one more song for you, and this goes out to the veterans that made it to where I can do what I do, amen. Standing on a hillside where the river meets the sea, white crosses without number lines the field of peace. And each one a silent witness staring back at me. And every cross a story of another place and time, where young men thought it worthy to give their life for mine. And for the sake of honor, left the dreams behind. And for the price they paid, I'm forever in their debt. The memory will not die, 'cause I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the ones who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. To remember that freedom's never free. On another hillside, just outside the city gates, the battle lines was drawn as soldiers took their place. The father watched in silence as the cross was raised. With freedom drawing closer, he took his final breath. He drank a cup of guilt, took the steam from death. heaven's finest soldier clothed in human flesh. And for the price he paid, I'm forever in his debt. The cross would never die, and I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. To remember that freedom's never free. I will walk free, I will stay free, I will live free, I will die free. Stand and hold your head up high, I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. To remember, I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live what I believe, if for no one else but me. I will remember that freedom's ever free. Oh yeah, freedom's ever free. If for no one else but me,
I will stand,
and I will live.
If no one else but me,
live what I believe. The freedom's never free. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody have any announcements or anything? I do know that the prayer meeting here will be Wednesday night, Bible study, what you may want to call it. Really, we won't have no practice. Won't nobody be here. So we'll hopefully pick up next week. Amen. No, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anything else? Y'all want to stand with me? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today. I thank you, Lord God, that you was here with us one more time, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for that. I thank you for Yolanda's greatness here, Lord God. I just thank you for that. Hallelujah. Thank you that hopefully she'll come back again, Lord. Bless us one more time. Heavenly Father, I thank you for blessing each individual as they go out this door today, heading into another work week or whatever they may have planned, Lord God. Guide them, be with them, and just go before them and prepare the way, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.